let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Bethlehem's Brothers, by our guest on today's This Week in America, Ronald Hara, is the first in his Brother series, the powerful story of two brothers who struggled to survive in a Roman-occupied Palestine during the first century. Ronald is the father of four children, lives in Avon, Indiana, a suburb of Indianapolis, a graduate of Purdue University in aeronautics and astronautics, has an MBA from Indiana University, began his writing career by writing SAE papers as an engineer, always loved to be creative. In fact, he says it makes life so much more interesting. Ronald attends church regularly. The Lord's work has always been a big part of his life. He served for 11 years as director of development for Ghana Christian Mission. Presently, he's the president of his local chapter at the Gideon's International. His Christian writing began 15 years ago, slowly developed into the Brothers series. He enjoys writing historical fiction, but is presently working on fiction set in the present. Ronald Hara, author of The Bethlehem's Brothers, the first in the Brothers series, recommended by the U.S. Review, the Pacific Book Review, Kirkus, and BookMad. He's our guest on This Week in America. Ronald, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Glad to be here.
What a creative series that you've done, receiving excellent reviews. Talk about where this whole idea came about for this story, keeping it true to the events of the first century Palestine. That's got to be, where did the story come from and what challenges do you have in doing that? This is an awesome project that you've undertaken.
Well, what it all started with was I have a great interest, you know, in the Bible at time period. But Brothers Karamazov was one of my favorite books, and it had two protagonists and it showed two sides of a story and was interesting.
Yes.
And documentaries and things I find very dull. So what I tried to do was make a very interesting story that took you through the struggles that people had to become Christians and to believe. And one is quick to believe and the other one isn't.
And this certainly is not boring. In fact, one of the reviews called it more a rousing tale of adventure than a piece of rigorous novelistic history, just what the author intended. And that obviously was the intent, to give us a story that's a fact-based story, but doing it in an entertaining way. As you're reading it, it's hard to put the story down. It just captures your attention from the very beginning and holds it all the way throughout. Obviously, your intention was to keep us interested throughout it, and you've done that.
Well, one reviewer said she picked it up and she read the whole thing all the way through before she set it down. So apparently, you can stay interested in it, and she reads a lot of books. So. I was kind of amazed at that response.
You know, I could understand that, because once you get going, it's like, okay, just a little bit more and a little bit more. Suddenly it's 3 a.m. and why not? Let's just go ahead and keep on reading, because it will grip you like that. Bethlehem's Brothers, Ronald Hara, the author, our guest in the program, coming to us via Skype on the program. You'll see the video by going to our YouTube channel or thisweekinamerica.us in the videos tab. How long did it take you to write this?
Well, it's the first book I wrote, and so it took me 10 years. But one of the reasons it took so long was that I just kept, you know, writing a little bit, and then I would stop, and I would think about, well, you know, what would I do if I were in that situation? And then I'd kind of come to a conclusion, and I'd go back, and I'd write some more. Now I can write a book in a year.
That's just amazing. Yeah, they come a little easier after the first one, and you did so well with that. Bethlehem's Brothers, by our guest on the program, Ronald Hara. You'll find the book at his website, which is ronaldhara.com, pageturner.us in their bookstore. I'll give you all of the places the book's available literally worldwide in just a few seconds on the program. Why this topic? What was it that interested you so much about this topic?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home and was always interested in the Bible, but I found that most of my friends were not. So I thought to myself, there must be a better way to convey the origination of our faith than reading the Bible. And then I remember reading the Bible, it's the one that's oriented that we really like. You know, let's take Ruth, for instance. That's an interesting story. And there are other stories in there, the story of David and his conflicts. So the exciting part is the part of the Bible you like to read. A lot of the details about how they built the temple and that kind of thing are a little bit dry, and it discourages people. So if you want to read the Bible, I'd suggest you read a chronological Bible.
Yes, so much important there that you just said, because for some it is, okay, this is not, I'd like the story to move a little faster, and you've actually captured how to tell the story and do it a way that we want to listen. Ronald Hara, author of Bethlehem's sure. Brothers, our guest on the program. Now, you chose two protagonists. You sort of touched on that a little bit ago. Why did you have two protagonists in the book?
Well, the Brothers Karamazov was one of my favorite books, and it's a classic. And in there, it shows two ways of having a being a doctor, you know, and having a patient. I found that very a very good way to contrast two ways of thinking. And so Enoch and Simeon think about the Savior or the Messiah in two different ways. And so I liked that. So I decided to have two brothers.
And you do it so well, and it's so creative the way you went about doing this. And this is considered action drama. I mentioned before, a rousing tale of adventure, and not a historical documentary or a religious fiction genre in that genre. And we do have a tendency, to be honest, to think that's maybe too much like being educated. That's too dry. It's just not going to be entertaining. Right. Talk about making that the action drama part of this and putting it in that category. Just because it's got orientation biblically doesn't mean it can't be in an action drama, can it?
No, it's absolutely filled with action. It's I lost count of how many people I kill in the thing. A guy gets married, you know, a woman loses her baby. There's all kinds of drama and all kinds of action. And there's an action scene I particularly like where one of the protagonists escapes from the Romans, barely. And he jumps in and takes off. And the Roman soldiers have a boat, so he gets away.
The book is available at pageturner.us. That'll be in their bookstore. It's also available at Ronald's website, ronaldhera.com. In a second, I'll give you all of the places the book's available. And, of course, you'll find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What references did you find useful? And I say that because in all of the reviews, they all compliment you on the fact that this is so well researched. What resources, what references did you use?
Well, Unger's Bible Dictionary is a good one. It defines a lot of things and describes a lot of things. R.C. Foster's Studies in the Life of Christ is one that I used extensively, and the Complete Works of Josephus. And I even have a Bible here that is Cultural Background Study Bible, Zondervan. Very, very good. If you want to read a Bible and also understand the cultural aspects, yes. It's really good.
What do you consider, who do you consider the audience? Somebody might say, okay, I'm going to put that in sort of the religious category over here. And again, as I keep saying, because it's true, you really can't just put it there. You need to put this in multiple genres. So who do you consider your audience here? It doesn't have to be somebody interested in reading about religion, just somebody that enjoys a good action-adventure story.
Right. That makes everybody available. The front of the book shows a Star of David, the cross, and a Roman sword. In hindsight, that may not have been the best choice, but it represents the conflict that's going on between those three groups. And that's where a lot of the conflict comes and a lot of the struggle to survive come from. So, yeah, it's it really should fit everybody. Think of it as a small country occupied by the biggest country in the world.
It's a great story, and you read it, and you're entertained, and suddenly you realize you're learning something at the same time. The book is Bethlehem's Brothers by Ronald Hare. The book's available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And all of this information is available on our website, of course, thisweekinamerica.us. I actually read some people, some of the reviews, calling this book a classic. Do you think this could become a classic? The way you've, the very creative, innovative way you've gone about presenting this story, do you think this will fall into that classic category?
Well, it certainly could. It starts out with the children being killed in Bethlehem. It goes through the struggles when Christ arrives and the controversy that goes along with Christ. But then the third book takes you to 70 AD, where they destroy the temple. So it's very historically accurate, and it's also an adventure book. And there aren't very many books like that.
As you were writing, did you sense this is something different? I mean, I know you had this concept when you started, but when it's actually in front of you, it's actually coming together, and you've written some good stuff here. Did you know as you were going along, wow, this is good material I'm doing?
Well, you know, it's funny. My high school teacher thought I was a terrible writer. My literary agent said she ought to be fired, but I'm sure she's dead by now. But she thought I was bad. And then I got better. Well, then when I got better, she thought someone else wrote it or I copied it. So there was no winning for me in high school, but it didn't discourage me. When I wrote, you know, someone asked me if I ever had writer's block. No, I never had writer's block. When I wrote SAE papers, I knew what I was writing about and I could just click it right off. I have a vivid imagination, so I just write down my imagination, and I never have writer's block, never, ever. So it's been a great adventure writing it.
I would think maybe at some point your old teacher deserves an autographed copy of the book. You might want to drop off, ring the doorbell and run away and let her discover it on the doorstep there.
Well, maybe her children.
Ronald Hare, our guest on the program, Bethlehem's Brothers, we're talking about. I mentioned it's being discussed as a classic, and that certainly is the case. Do you see it being made into a TV series, a movie? Again, there's a lot there.
Well, you know what? I really think it would make a great movie. It's got all the aspects that you want in a movie. You could divide. There's three books that are out there, and I'm writing the fourth. You could put those things into a series that would last like three seasons, or you could put it into three movies. Three major movies, like Star Wars did, you know. It would be very easy, I think, to put into something. And if someone doesn't do it, they miss the boat.
Well, I would think so. We're always looking for something innovative. There is so much of the same out there. And here is something that is total unique. And I hope somebody grabs onto this. The word gets out there. I was going to ask you what you're writing now. Let's start with what you've written, and then we'll go with what's up next. This was the first in the series, and you've got, what, two others in the series as well that you'll find when you look in the usual places, and you can get all the books in the Brothers series so far. Give me the titles of the ones that you you have out there in addition to this one we're talking about, Bethlehem's Brothers, and then what we can expect with the fourth.
Well, it's followed up by Jerusalem's Brothers, and a lot of that takes place in Jerusalem. And we introduce Matthew, introduce Paul, and we introduce some of the Roman people that were during that time. And also you follow the Roman emperors and the persecution. The third book introduces the Essenes, which were the ones that did scrolls. The dead scrolls?
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
Yes, someone had to make the jar, right? Simeon was a potter. So he made the jars for the Essene scrolls. Then you got come to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem's being destroyed by the Romans. And there's a few people who escape, including one lady named Hadassah, a young woman. And my fourth book then is The Rock of Michael, and Hadassah then ends up in that book because she's escaped from Jerusalem and she meets Simeon's son. So it's all tied together.
Now, when will the fourth book be available, do you think?
Well, I should have it done by September or October, probably next year, early next year.
And you can find all the information, follow what Ron is doing on his website, ronaldhera.com, H-E-R-A.com. I'll give you one more time before we go where all the books are available. What other things do you like to do? I mentioned the religious background. This is very important to you, the engineering background. What else do you do? You seem so well-rounded and a great perspective on life. What other activities do you enjoy?
Two things. One, I like to travel with my wife. She and I, she's a great traveler. Well, we go together and she just goes along pretty much with anything I want to do, which is a little surprising. And then the other thing is we like to go to movies and be entertained. And so I think the things I like to do kind of stimulate imagination.
And you can tell that in your writing, the series, the Brothers series, Bethlehem Brothers, the book we're talking about specifically. I read one review talking about this could be used in a classroom as a companion for history, humanities study, even Bible study. Have you had people suggest that this actually could be used for entertainment and for educational purposes as well?
Actually, one of the publishers, I won't name them, but one of the publishers was thinking about putting it with their academic books. And the reason that would be was because as I go through, if there's some place or some event that takes place in Bethlehem's Brothers, I reference it. And if there's some quote from the Bible, I reference it. So a student could take that and the teacher could say, okay, check this out. Do you think this is possible? And then they do a little research and come back and say, yeah, it is.
It has so many applications. And I mentioned that one of the places you're dealing with the publishers is Page Turner. The book's available there, by the way. Page Turner in their bookstore, pageturner.us is the actual website. What has the experience been like in working with Page Turner in getting the information on this and the Brothers series out to the public?
It has been very good. Actually, they have talked to both major publishers, and they have also talked to movie and TV series people, producers. But the other thing is the virus came along, and a lot of the book publishing is done in New York, and so that kind of dried up.
Yes.
And then in California, of course, have the same kind of problem everybody has. So it has slowed us down, but has not stopped us. And there's at least four studios that are interested in either making it a movie or a TV series. And that's really encouraging.
I certainly understand that. And you will too, once you read Bethlehem's Brothers or any in the Brothers series, available for sale again at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more worldwide. You can pick up your copy of Bethlehem's Brothers. And again, Ronald's website is ronaldhera, H-E-R-A.com, and pageturner.us in their bookstore as well. Ronald, it's been a pleasure. It's so exciting, the concept that you've come up with, the success that you've had with that, recommended by just about every major reviewer out there. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Continued success with the series.
Okay. I expect success.
Well, and you will get it. And everybody gets back to work here, and I expect someday we're going to see this in a movie form or television form as well. In the meantime, enjoy it in book form, and you'll find a book available, a series available, wherever books are sold, basically. Specifically talking about Bethlehem's Brothers, part of the Brothers series, the first in the series, and it's available wherever books are sold. Information on Ronald's website, ronaldhera.com. And you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.